Words Will Never Hurt Me, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Drownland rubs at the tears on his cheeks angrily. He yelps out loud when his hand touches the wrong spot on his cheekbone. Fuck, that hurts. He sucks on his bloody lip, and the slight sting of it at least distracts him from the throbbing in his cheek. More tears gather in his eyes and he laughs wetly, his hands going up to cover his face before he remembers that that's not a good idea. He lowers his hands, clenching them into fists, his head lowering, his chin pressing against his chest like that might somehow help to make the fucking tears stop. He shouldn't be crying. He's too old to be fucking crying. He can handle being beaten up without crying. He can handle the fucking insults without crying. And here he still is, hiding in some alley, crying his eyes out because some of his classmates were mean to him. He can almost hear his dad's voice telling him to man up already. He's as good as an adult by now. He should be able to deal with things like this. His hands tremble at his sides and another painful laugh scrapes its way out of his throat. It's better than crying anyway. Who did this to you? A voice asks coldly. Drownland startles, taking a quick step back, his head snapping up and his hands coming up to... He drags in a shaky breath and stares at the stranger standing in front of him. There's cold fury in the man's pretty eyes, a blank coldness over his handsome face. Drownland takes another small step back, his heart beating too quickly in his chest. His hands keep trembling. He'd thought it might be one of the guys from earlier, come to taunt him for his weakness, maybe. But he's never seen the man in front of him before. He's not sure if it's any better, but at least it's just one guy. Whatever his reason for being there, it's only one man, and Drownland can... he can deal with that. The man closes his eyes for a second and draws in a long breath, and when he looks at Drownland again, his expression has grown gentle, the look in his eyes worried. "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to startle you," he says, his tone soft and apologetic. Without quite meaning to, Drownland relaxes a bit. His breath shudders as he exhales, and he blinks at the blurriness still in his eyes. He shouldn't be crying in front of some stranger, especially not someone as good-looking as this one. "It's fine," Drownland manages to squeeze out, and even his voice trembles a little. "It's not," the stranger says quietly, and takes a small step closer to Drownland. Drownland tenses and has to force himself to stay put. "He's not afraid," he tells himself firmly. "Let me," the man says, lifting his hand slowly toward Drownland's face. Drownland bites his lip and stays still. The stranger's fingers gently touch the underside of his jaw, and Drownland lets him turn his head to the side so he can look at the still faintly throbbing side of Drownland's face. Drownland's lips still taste of blood. "Who did this to you?" the man demands again, steel in his voice, for all that it still stays quiet. His fingers still press gently against Drownland's jaw. Drownland waits for him to pull his hand away, and then doesn't quite turn his head back to look at the man before quickly saying, "It doesn't matter." "Of course it matters," the man says, and an edge of that cold fury has crept back into his voice. Drownland glances at him quickly before turning his head down. He doesn't actually think the man is angry at him, and that's just... weird. "No one should hurt you like this," the man continues, his voice gentling again. "I should be able to take care of things on my own," Drownland mumbles sullenly. He thinks the temperature in the air actually drops. He shivers slightly. "You're coming with me," the man tells him. He sounds a lot like he won't tolerate any arguments. The hell? The words slip out of Jylan's mouth as he takes an instinctive step back. He doesn't really like people ordering him. He gets enough of that at home. I'll make sure you're all right, the man tells Jylan. This time it's the stranger's voice that's trembling slightly, and Jylan isn't sure why. I can take care of it myself, Jylan says quietly, taking another small step back. Clearly you can't, the man tells him bluntly. Jylan sucks in a quick breath, and then bites at his already split lip. Tears spring to his eyes again, but at least they're because of actual pain this time. I didn't mean, the man says a bit helplessly. Please let me help, he says, with this pleading look on his face, like Jylan is actually hurting him. That's just ridiculous. Jylan says, hesitating. It's not every day you have beautiful strangers pleading to help you. His heart beats quickly in his chest, for an entirely different reason than fear this time. Okay, Jylan finds himself saying, even though he knows he shouldn't. There's a quick little smile on the man's face and Jylan's breath catches. Fuck, 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 he thinks. His lip stings, and his cheek throbs as he smiles back. Jylan is taken somewhere that turns out to be student dorms. They're mostly empty at this time of day, which Jylan is grateful for because that means no one sees him in this sorry state. Jylan is made to sit on a narrow bed, while the guy goes to get first aid supplies. He looks around himself curiously, but there's honestly not really anything to see. There's nothing personal at all, and to Jylan the small living space looks almost clinically neat. It might just be because it's a dorm. Still, Jylan thinks he would have added something of himself there if it was him. So this is how university students live? Jylan asks casually. He doesn't flinch back as the guy reaches out for his face once again. He kind of has to let the guy touch him if he's supposed to do something about Jylan's face. It'd be stupid to refuse now. The guy smiles just a bit and says, a tad bit awkwardly, I don't spend that much time here. Then he holds up a cotton pad, signaling what he's about to do. Jylan can smell the disinfectant on it. He dabs it carefully against the cut on Jylan's lip. Inadvertently, Jylan hisses a bit at the small sting, but keeps otherwise still. I'm sorry, the man apologizes. Jylan can't really respond, since he's trying not to move his lips at the moment. Then the guy pulls his hands away, and Jylan restrains the urge to lick at his lips. You could at least tell me your name by now. You've got me in your bed already and everything, Jylan says lightly, grinning just a bit, very carefully. He doesn't want to make the cut on his lip bleed again. It makes the guy freeze for a moment. Then he looks up from the first aid stuff he'd been looking at, his eyes a bit wide. He swallows. Jylan honestly hadn't quite meant to fluster him like that, but he feels oddly better now that he's not the only one feeling a bit unbalanced by this whole situation. I forgot, he says awkwardly, and then quickly adds, it's Shunwei, before ducking his head. He's a lot less threatening like this, Jylan thinks. Thank you for helping me. I'm Jylan, by the way, in case you wanted to know. Shunwei looks up, a soft smile on his lips. Something warm flutters in Jylan's chest. Shunwei reaches out for his face again, and Jylan obediently turns his head to give him better access. His hands are very gentle as they touch Jylan, tracing along his cheekbone very lightly. There's nothing broken, Shunwei says quietly. Oh, good, Jiaolan says, and then keeps quiet and lets Shunwei get on with whatever else he thinks he needs to do to fix up Jiaolan's face. Jiaolan can deal with a few bruises, but if something was actually broken, then that would have meant going to the hospital, and they would inevitably have let his dad know. Jiaolan prefers not to involve his dad. Will you tell me who did this? Shunwei asks when he's done, and looks intently at Jiaolan. Jiaolan's face feels a whole lot better, even if it still aches faintly. Why? Jiaolan asks. Why do you even care? He doesn't ask, but can't help thinking. Shunwei quickly starts putting away the first aid stuff, not looking at Jiaolan. His movements seem stiff suddenly, and Jiaolan wonders if that question somehow annoyed him. But he thinks he deserves to know that much. I won't let anyone hurt you again, Shunwei finally says. His voice is low, and something about it makes Jiaolan want to shiver. Shunwei gets up to put the first aid things away. Jiaolan watches him quietly. When Shunwei finally looks at him again, there's only mild concern on his face. Jiaolan waits for another heartbeat before deliberately asking, "And what would you do to them if I told you?" He doesn't miss the dangerous flash in Shunwei's eyes, or the way his jaw tightens. Jiaolan feels something warm fill his chest. "You don't even know me, and you'd do that for me," Jiaolan thinks quietly. Jiaolan takes a deep breath. "I don't want you to get into any trouble on my account," he says seriously. Shunwei meets his eyes and doesn't look away. "Jiaolan, you're worth any amount of trouble," he says sincerely. Jiaolan gasps and then quickly looks down at his hands. He blinks his suddenly blurry eyes. "Oh, for fuck's sake, not again. He can't start crying at every little thing." "Do you want to eat?" Shunwei asks suddenly. Jiaolan quickly blinks away the threatening tears and looks up. "It should be my treat, as thanks for this," Jiaolan says, gesturing vaguely around himself. Shunwei hesitates for a moment and then nods. "Very well, if that's what you want, Jiaolan," he says, and then smiles that soft smile again. It makes Jiaolan's knees feel weak, and he isn't even standing at the moment. "I can't afford much," Jiaolan warns him weakly. Shunwei just keeps smiling at him. Jiaolan doesn't want him to ever stop. The end.